We all need a plan B, right? Going out on a limb with only one possible outcome is a bad idea, right? Taking a big risk is dangerous and stupid, right? Well, it depends. Does your goal matter to you or not? Will this pursuit change your life or not? Playing it safe is smart, but being smart is not always the best path forward. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 529. By any means necessary, the extreme and often necessary rejection of backup plans. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I'll break down why backup plans are nothing more than fear talking, why your goal is likely too weak and uninspiring to get your full attention, and how to pursue your next big ambition with all the confidence you need to ditch any backup plans you once thought were necessary. Let's dig in. So let's go back to 2009. My wife Tessa and I were living in Boston at the time, and we knew it was time for a move. Tessa had been going to graduate school, and the two of us decided, you know what? We love Boston. It's a great town. It's just not our town. It's too cold. It's too expensive. It's not our place, not our vibe. Don't get me wrong. It's an awesome place to visit, fantastic city with lots of things to do. But living there is a whole different beast. If you're from New England, you probably love New England. The people that I met there did not want to leave. It was their home. It was their place to be. It just wasn't ours. And so Tess and I decided at this point in our lives, we need a new adventure, a new place to call home, a new place to start our future lives. In 2009, we were about 24, 25 years old, and we were getting ready to start our lives as career professionals, as people wanting to do something with our possible talents and skills and interests. But where would we live? What would it look like? Well, our criteria for this move was we wanted to be sort of close to home because both of our families are from Columbia, Missouri, right in the middle of the United States. And so we drew a circle around Columbia and said, within an 8-hour drive or so, what are the major cities we would choose to live in so we could visit home as needed, but still have our own independence and our own place to call our city? And so among this big circle were towns like Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis, Chicago, Memphis, Little Rock, and we decided upon Nashville, Tennessee. Now, the funny thing is that at the time, neither one of us had even been to Tennessee, even to visit, even for a vacation, never once driven through it. Zero trips to Tennessee. And so to choose Nashville was a very interesting choice. Some might say stupid or weird or why. All good questions, all good comments. What we decided, though, was that we wanted a fresh start. Somewhere that was warmer, cheaper, friendly, fun, possible, had opportunities for employment, you know, all these great things that a big city could offer. And by the way, this is before Nashville really blew up, really became this amazing it city with lots of people that moved here. This town has expanded so much since Tessa and I got here about 14 years ago. And yes, we are still in Nashville, which is part of the story as well. So let's back this up to we've never been to Nashville. We're currently living in Boston, but we have no connections to Nashville, right? Never visited. We don't know anybody. We have no prospects, no people, no jobs, we have nothing. So what do? We signed a 6-month lease on an apartment over a fax. Oh yeah, fax machines, love those things. No, I don't, but we used to use them back in the day. I sound like a 90-year-old man now. We used a fax machine and we signed a lease for an apartment with no jobs. We had to get a co-signer to make this thing happen. It was a ridiculous thing to attempt because there was just no reason for it. And so we just wanted to do it though, right? We decided this is our next big move. Somehow this is going to happen. And so we signed this lease. We moved to Nashville and we find jobs right away, as best we can. I got a job as a waiter, and then eventually I worked at a Crocs store. Oh yeah, I sold Crocs. Those weird shoes? Yes, I sold those. That was funny. So we both found some odd jobs until eventually we got settled into some more career opportunities down the road. 6 months later, we had figured that part out. But the way that this unfolded was that we had this short-term lease with the intention of leaving, not staying. Our goal was not to stay in Nashville. The assumption was it was possible that we would explore. We'd find something that would vibe well with us and we'd stick around. But the intention was not to stay. It was an experiment. It was a grand adventure to find out, can we move to a random new city, start a new life, and make it work? And worst case scenario, we head back to our hometown, we live in our parents' basement, and we just rebuild our lives from there. Now, as the story unfolds, that did not happen. We did manage to secure some good employment, we stayed in our apartment, we renewed our lease for much longer, and we began to build our lives from there. And so why do I tell this story? Why is our kind of mid-20s stupidity being highlighted here? Well, I'm not advocating for bold and risky insanity, but I kind of am. Here's the point. The episode this week is about backup plans, and specifically this belief that we need them and that they are valuable. And I'm not going to lie, backup plans are a huge part of my life and have been forever and will be forever. This is not that backup plans themselves are bad. It is not that having a plan B by itself is bad. The question we're asking is, are your backup plans an obstacle to your success? Let's use this as a good example. Had Tessa and I said, we're going to move to Nashville, we're going to sign a 6-month lease, and we're going to leave after 6 months. If we don't have phenomenal success, we're gone. And not only gone, we've already arranged to move back to our hometown. We've already decided ahead of time, this is not going to work. So there's a big difference here. The mentality and the mindset of walking into a big adventure, a new project, a new pursuit with mindset A or B. Mindset A is you're saying, this is our path. This is it. We're going to make this happen. We're going to figure this out. This is going to work. It's going to be goofy. It's going to be weird. We're going to sacrifice, but we are committed to this idea. But the second mentality B, plan B, is this assumption that plan A is going to fail. Plan B assumes the failure of plan A. And if you assume failure, if that is your mentality going into something that you care about, I don't see plan A working. I see plan B becoming plan A. I see the backup becoming the thing because the original idea was never fully committed to. It was never fully part of the process. It was kind of flaky. So the question becomes, in this pursuit of grand ambition, big goals, that you want to change your life, a new path, pivot yourself, pivot your business, pivot everything to something grand and new and amazing, will a plan B become an obstacle in that pursuit? Let me use a second example here, a second story, one that I have told before on this podcast, but one that plays into this perfectly, which was my pivot from a full-time employee to a full-time entrepreneur and all the goofiness that happens in between. So we take this story I just told about Tessa and I had moved to Nashville and we had these kind of odd temporary jobs for a little while. Well, eventually Tessa settled in as a teacher full-time here working for the city of Nashville, teaching eighth grade math. And she had a great job, very difficult, but a very fulfilling job. And I found a job at a career college here in Nashville. So we're both working in education and my job was good, but it wasn't my future. It was one where I had, you know, some stability built in, but it wasn't really driving me forward. I knew I was destined for other things. And so this is when this podcast came about, and I had this side business, and I was doing some work with it. And I had this plan in the back of my mind of, wouldn't it be great if I could be a full-time entrepreneur? And so this is actually very interesting. That Crocs job that I mentioned before, What happened with that very funny job was basically I got fired. I wasn't actually fired, but I was told very clearly, if you don't quit, we're going to fire you. And so basically I was fired. I did quit just voluntarily just to make it easier, but I left that job abruptly and had probably 6 to 8 weeks from the end of that job before I started my new job at the Career College. And in that 6 to 8 week period, it was over the summer. And what I ended up doing over the summer was hanging out at the pool in my apartment. I would take naps. I was, yes, applying for jobs, but I was also building this side business. This idea that I'd already started, I was blogging, I was working on these different online ideas. And so most of my time was spent basically living my life however I wanted. I would work out every day, lay by the pool, work on my blog, and then occasionally apply for jobs. I was really not interested in having a full-time position. I didn't want a 9-to-5. What I wanted, and this is what I discovered in this process, I wanted freedom. I wanted something I had never really had before, especially as an adult who had to take care of himself and build a life. What I had was a little glimpse of what my life could look like. A little small window into my possible future if I chose to jump into that direction. This little 6 week period of the summer where I had the opportunity to control my time in full. I could choose what I wanted to do all day, every day, know where I had to be. And so I did whatever I wanted. Now, as it turns out, I'm a pretty ambitious guy. I used the time wisely for the most part. But the freedom I experienced was enticing. It was an incredible thing. And it really said, okay, wait a minute. Yes, I will apply for a job. Yes, I'll go take a full-time position. Yes, that's the wise thing to do. But with the full intention of leaving that position so I could start my business as an entrepreneur and make that my future. So the funny thing is, I didn't, at least not intentionally. The way the story plays out is I stayed at that day job, the one that I was not committed to, the one that I knew was not my future, the one that just simply paid the bills, and really not that well, barely paid the bills. I stayed until the company went bankrupt and closed their doors and kicked me out. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. Blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Had that company not gone out of business, it is completely possible I would still be there today. It's been over 10 years, actually exactly 10 years, since that day. And I left because they kicked me out, but what if they didn't do that? What if I had never pulled the trigger to say, this is where I'm going? In other words, we can reframe this conversation. I was living out Plan B the whole time. The entirety of that employment was Plan B. The entirety of that job was my backup plan to my dream, my future, my vision, my Plan A of being an entrepreneur. Now, fortunately for me, I got laid off. Luckily for me, they kicked me out, and then I had the opportunity then to ask the question very acutely, is this my chance to go full-time or not? And I said yes, and then I began to make that transition to figure out, here's how I'm going to make the money, here's how I'm going to make this business profitable and successful, here's my chance to do that. And the funny thing is, I was offered the chance to go back and work in the industry I had just left. I had multiple opportunities to go get another full-time job, another Plan B, to replace the income and go back to the lifestyle I was just living. I had that chance, and I turned multiple opportunities down on purpose, each and every time, intentionally, because I knew in my gut that it was the only call I could make. I knew it was the only decision, because if I did not reject those opportunities, if I did not simply say, this is who I am now, I might still be there. And there's a very good chance that the things I've done since then would never have happened. Right? The successes that I've had in my business, of course, the failures along the way as well, but the thing that I set out to do, the thing I wanted for so long, was only going to be possible by taking a big risk. Making a big leap, really committing to the idea that if I believe that Plan B is necessary, Plan B becomes Plan A, and then the dream is gone. So on the episode this week, I want to talk a little more about this concept that I'm calling by any means necessary. All right, this full commitment of saying this is going to happen. And if it feels extreme, if it feels intense to reject a backup plan, it's going to mean a couple of things. Either A, you need to use the backup plans because it's an important component for what you're working on, and what you're doing needs that kind of security. Or B, another B. Number two, the other possibility is it's fear. And fear is a very loud thing. Fear is going to tell you that your idea is not going to work. So you should just give up on your fantasy, take the surefire, easier, safer path that you already have access to, take that and make that your next move. Fear is going to tell you to take the easy path every time because the harder path might fail. Now, fear is going to show you all the ways your plan could fail and probably will fail. It will show you the worst case scenarios and how likely those are to occur. That little voice in the back of your head, the little devil on your shoulder, right? That vision of fear, however you want to pursue that, that vision of fear is going to be very, very loud in your ear. And it's going to yell louder and louder and louder the closer you get to that right next move. You know, fear is actually pretty quiet when you're not doing risky things. No one's really scared of something bad if they're not pursuing something that could go bad. Fear is only really going to get loud when you're looking at that difficult thing right in the eyes. And you're saying, yes, I'm going to pursue this now. Like if I have to explain to you the emotional roller coaster I went on at this time that I was, you know, kicked out of my job, laid off from my job, and chose to go full-time as an entrepreneur, this season of my life was filled with fear, filled with anxiety. I had many sleepless nights. Many times I would wake up in a cold sweat. Like, that was true for a while, until I began to put together the pieces and run the numbers and find some solutions and get creative and all the things that entrepreneurs do just to figure it out. The skill set of an entrepreneur, the mantra is, I'll figure it out. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know who, I know nothing. All I do know is I will figure it out. That's the mentality you go in with, and that's what allows these things to work, because you know there is no plan B. You know there's no backup. You know that you're going to figure it out, and you'll pivot as needed, but a pivot is not the same thing as a backup plan. A pivot is making the next strategic move. A backup plan is frickin' giving up. It's just saying no, it's over. Now, yes, sometimes things fail. Sometimes things fall apart for reasons that are outside of your control, or maybe you took a big risk and it just didn't happen. And you're going to try the next thing on the list, but that doesn't mean the dream has died. It doesn't mean the vision has gone away. It just simply means you're going to try the next thing on the list. You'll just continue on and keep pivoting. The old saying, I forgot where I heard this from, but the idea that if you get knocked down 7 times, you get up 8. That's what this is. Right, you get knocked down 7 times, you get up 8, because every single time that failure, in quotes here, that failure happens, it's just feedback to learn and move on to the next thing. And yes, the fear in this conversation is going to be very loud. It's going to be very persistent. It's not going to give up until you directly face it, address the issue, solve the problem, and you move forward with more confidence than before. Backup plans by themselves equate to fear. Backup plans in and of themselves are just a bunch of fear wrapped up in something that looks pretty and looks like a solid solution. But that's not what it actually is. It's actually just simply saying, I am afraid that plan A is doomed, so here's what I'm going to do instead. But what you're going to do instead is not what you really want to do. In most cases, it's probably something that just feels like, yeah, it's the surefire thing. It's the safer thing. It'll make things work. I lost that the pizzazz. I lost that spark. I lost that vision. Now, all of a sudden, my life is not what I really wanted it to be. That's what a backup plan can then, I mean, for me personally, that's what I feel, right? The idea of something that I really care about collapsing, it can be okay. I can rebuild. But if I'm going to give up, if I'm going to quit, if I'm going to just simply say, not only did it fail, but I am out, that's a different conversation. It's a one where the backup plan feels much more emotionally traumatic. It feels much more like I just said yes to something I never thought that I would. Now, not all projects you're going to pursue will fit into this criteria or this conversation. What I'm talking about is fairly specific. There are going to be plenty of projects that require backup plans, plenty of goals that require plan A, B, C, D. No problem. Life is complicated. There's a lot that can happen. What I'm really talking about are these bigger conversations of where do I work? Where do I live? Who is my preferred partner for life? What big things will I take on? What personal projects matter the most to me? I'm talking about core elements of when you're doing something that is just in alignment with your best self, and you know it, and you feel it, and you want to pursue more of that. Then you do, and you have the success over time, and it works. But if in the pursuit of this ideal life, at some point you walk away to pursue a second opportunity that feels like a backup plan, that is a backup plan, that is not the primary objective, that is a tangent, it is a safer bet, you have to ask the question, are you making a cop-out here? Is that what you wanted or not? It is a harder path to pursue things without a backup. It is a more difficult challenge to say, I'm going to do something hard. And I'm going to do something that induces fear, that forces me to face my demons, that puts me in that difficult position. It is hard to intentionally, purposefully choose that path. I'm there all the time. I know how it feels. It is emotionally crazy. So you have to take these things in small doses or go kind of nuts. But it is the kind of thing that when it is appropriately mapped out, you can face these fears one at a time. You can address these issues piece by piece. You can say yes to the things that bring about your best self one thing at a time. You can build your ideal dream as a side hustle. You know, plan B might be your day job today. It might be the main activity, whatever the thing is you're pursuing. And then your dream can be a side hustle that grows over time. Also very good. But at some point, there's going to have to be a decision made about, am I fully in or not? Am I committed to this or not? And that step, that leap you take to be fully committed will be a line in the sand. You'll know it when it happens. It'll be a very clear distinction that yesterday was a different day. Today, wow, brand new thing happening. You know it. You feel it. It's in your bones. And it's those steps, those leaps forward that can change your entire life overnight. Now, in my case, with the job loss, I was forced across that line. But, of course, I had the choice to pivot and go back to it. And so what really happened was it was not the layoff that changed my life. It was not me being forced out of the job. It was my decision to not return. It was my decision to stay with this new path. That was when the choice was made. And so you may have a similar opportunity for you in your life where there's a before and after. There is a line in the sand. There's a distinct difference between who you used to be and who you are now. And that future then changes because of this new, clearer, more vibrant future. Maybe it's more risky, maybe it's a bit crazier, but maybe it brings out the best in you. And that's the kind of future we're looking for. This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, along this path of pursuing this, you know, primary objective A, what you're looking for, what you're really striving for, I believe, is a goal that would kick you out of bed at 5 a.m. And if it doesn't do that, if your goal, your mission, your objective, your ambition is too weak to do so, if 5 a.m. sounds too early, your goal may not be strong enough. It may be kind of uninspiring, kind of a loosey-goosey kind of goal. If it doesn't have your full attention, if the goal is not that important to grab a hold of you and say, I want to commit to this thing, then it probably doesn't matter that much. Or it doesn't matter enough yet. Or, and this is the other reality I've learned as I've gotten busier with two kids, life gets complicated. It may not be that the goal doesn't want to grab your attention. It's just you've got a lot going on. And so for you to be able to get to a point where this vision can become your reality, it's going to require some cuts first. So one of the big kind of strategies here to guarantee that your plan A can happen and plan Bs are not necessary, that backup plans don't need to be there, is to clear your calendar. To spend quite a bit of time asking the question, how do I guarantee I have the capacity, the margin to pursue this dream? Whatever this thing is, even just a side hobby or whatever the case may be, you have to have time and energy and focus to spend any kind of quality time on it to make that kind of progress. So if you feel as though at this point you're not fully committed, part of that could simply be you're just too busy. And if you slow things down, you free up some time, you take a breather, and you reassess. Okay, where am I now, and what do I want next? What's the thing that's going to grab a hold of my future? What's going to send me forward? What can I really dig into? Oftentimes, it's going to require really taking a big step back, really asking the question, can I free up enough time to think, to dream, to brainstorm, and then, of course, to act? Now, if in this process you discover that you're not willing to give up your current lifestyle for this goal, you may not care about this goal enough, or it may be the wrong goal itself. Sacrifice is part of this process. Giving up things you currently have to pursue a new, unknown future is part of this. That's what risk is, right? To give up what you have to pursue something where you don't know what's going to happen next. It's kind of fun. It's also very scary and crazy. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a lifestyle where sometimes you say yes a little bit blindly, where life's a little bit of an unknown. Maybe you move to a brand new state with no experience. I have a friend who moved across the pond over to Portugal from the United States and did so with a lot of that same mentality. A lot of, let's just see if this works. Let's just try. And he's been there for over a year, and he's making it happen. And that's a big step to take you and your family to a whole new country. It's a big move, big risk, huge upsides if it works well, possibly catastrophic failure if it doesn't. But that's what makes this so much more fun. That's what makes life exciting. There are these kinds of choices where you can say, you know, yesterday I played it safe, and today I am willing to do something puts it all on the line. Maybe not everything, but put something on the line, some kind of investment here, some kind of a vision that once cast and once pursued, it brings out a part of you that's been hiding, a part of you that's been squished by stress and busyness and, you know, all the chaos of regular life, a part of you that maybe just needs some breathing room. And when it comes out, oh my gosh, there's creative spark, there's energy, there's this vibrance that just pops out of you because it's been there the whole time and it's just waiting for the opportunity to express itself. So you want to connect with that vibrance, connect with that creative energy to pursue this finish line that really is a thing that will be life-changing. One of my clients I'm working with went to a gym recently, and on the wall was the phrase, don't wish for it, work for it. And I have really connected with that recently. I love that phrase, don't wish for it, work for it. You know, one of the things you're going to experience when you're pursuing big goals is just what I'll call fantasizing, We're dreaming about a better future. We are thinking about things that could be possible. But the problem, a problem that pops up in this scenario is we spend all the time fantasizing, dreaming, wishing, thinking, and no time actually taking action and working for this vision. If the goal you'd like to see happen stays in this status of a dream, a fantasy, a possibility, but it never gets more than that, it never converts over to an active project. Well, what's the difference there? Because in my life, I have 1,000 ideas I will never have time to pursue. So many things I could do. And that's fine. I'm totally willing to have a lot of possibilities. But a few of them, I'm going to make that transition from dream to project, from an idea to an active, ongoing pursuit that I am making progress on and tracking those steps every day to move me forward to that end result. Only a few select projects will get my attention with that level of intentionality. And so when you're imagining this plan A, this big dream, what we're talking about is that transition from dream to project, from idea to active pursuit. And once it's in that active pursuit and you're working on it, well, it's no longer a thing you're wishing for. It's a thing you're working on. It's a thing you're actively bringing to life. And once that happens, you don't care about plan B anymore because you're doing the thing that's going to lead to the result. And all you're asking is those questions of how do I make more of this possible? How do I pursue the next step and the next vision and bring about the next possibility of what this could be? You're in at that point. You're actively in the middle of the pursuit. And frankly, once you're in the middle of that, plan B seems silly. Now, you still may need to pivot. There still may be things that go wrong. Yeah, it's complicated sometimes. But you don't care about it nearly as much, especially as much as you would before you would start when you're planning or thinking or, you know, considering the worst possible scenarios. Like, that's a dangerous place to be. It's dangerous to plan like that too much because that fear, that little devil on your shoulder, that's when that guy gets really loud. That's when he yells the most, and that's when you back off the most. And so the trick here is to move into action as quickly as you can, because action is going to squish that voice faster than anything else. Moving directly towards your goal is going to make that voice very, very quiet, faster than anything else possibly can. So if you want something, and you're willing to fight for it, you're willing to make a project about it and be intentional about it, all of this is possible. All of these finish lines can get closer and closer because you're doing the thing. You're on the journey, you're on the path, it's happening. So now let's imagine that you have said yes to all of these things I've just discussed, or at least in theory. You have said, okay, Jeff, I'm in. I want to attempt this lifestyle of pursuing big things, of rejecting backup plans, of attempting to live in a way that's more adventurous, perhaps more exploration, more possibilities, more entrepreneurial. I want to pursue something that has risk as part of it, but I'm scared. I think it's risky. I think it's kind of crazy. I don't want to move across the country with no money and no jobs. This all sounds a bit nuts. Okay. I think that's where you are. I get that sense. In part, yes, you are right. The emotional roller coaster of a life without backup plans is both exciting and scary. It's fun and it's risky. It's adventurous, but it's also dangerous. It is fulfilling, but also freaky. It's worth pursuing and worth the experience, even if the whole thing falls apart. In other words, you can say yes to an entire lifestyle where everything fits into this kind of craziness, or take it one piece at a time. Start small and scale as time progresses. And this is the best path. It's highly unlikely that you want to jump in with both feet all of a sudden, quit your job and go, you know, change your whole world overnight. Most people are just going to destroy their entire lives with these kinds of radical changes. It's not about that. These are slow things that progress over time. These are choices that you make now to pursue a new lifestyle that does incorporate a little more risk, that does incorporate some more adventure, that does ask a little more of you to face your fears and pursue the things you feel destined to pursue. But the decision can be an overnight thing. You can say, yesterday I was playing it safe, and today I have decided to no longer live like that. And so I will begin the process to analyze and assess and figure out, where am I now, where do I want to be, and what's a reasonable path to get there? And also, what's an unreasonable one? Go ahead, plan it out. If you played it safe, here's what you would do. If you went really intense, here's that option as well. At least on paper, go ahead and play the game. What if you tried the most extreme version? What would you do? How could it work? Ask those kinds of questions and you may find it's actually not as crazy as you thought that it would be. It's not as difficult as you thought. The worst case scenario isn't as bad as you once imagined. Most of this fear, almost all of it in fact, is just in your head. It's not real. It's not going to come to life. It's not going to be realized. Most of that fear is just in your head. And if you start down this path and you take this action, you pursue these things that sound crazy on paper but aren't actually in real life, you can prove to yourself that what I'm saying is true. Prove to yourself that fear is nonsense. Prove to yourself this is possible. Live that life. Be that person. Go down that path. Open that door. This is the thing you could say yes to. And then what would happen if you did? What's possible if all of that were true? Wouldn't that be incredible? Okay, if you want to begin here, four steps to make this happen. Step one, decide what you want. Step two, brainstorm all the various ways you could pursue this new goal. Step three, choose the most obvious path that gets you moving now to take action. And step four, just continue down that path and pivot as needed. That's all. This is very basic goal achievement, but applied at a much higher level. At a level where you say, this thing that I'm after, this thing that I want, is something that inherently is a risky, adventurous, crazy, awesome thing. And wouldn't that be incredible if it were to happen? We are up in the ante here. This is not your common running a half marathon goal. This is an ultra. This is a biggie. These are the next big moves you're going to be making to push yourself into a whole new arena. And for the action step this week, ditch your backup plan and just go for it. I wish I could say that having a backup plan is a good idea, but it's often just a crutch. And if your crutch has become a real obstacle to your future best self, well, it's time to try something new, something a little dangerous, something with a little potential. Your goal is either worth pursuing or it's not. And if your goal needs a plan B, your goal is probably not good enough yet, not inspiring enough yet, not life-changing enough yet. So upgrade your goal, and it will be easy to walk away from any backup plan you once thought was necessary. Also, be sure to subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast app or become a VIP member of the 5 a.m. Miracle community by getting the premium ad-free version with exclusive bonus episodes at 5ammiraclepremium.com. And that's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life. And all that fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.